Such a sad little dog. Can't even bring yourself to fight, can you? Oh, you never could. That's what makes it so easy. I gotta say, though, it would be more fun if you put up a fight. Or a struggle, at the very least. No? Not even gonna try? You fucking sad sack. Well, don't suppose it really matters. I am gonna be draining those heavy balls of yours in a few minutes, one way or another. Let's get started, dog. Oh, you look so pathetic lying there, like a half a dead fucking fish just waiting to be butchered. Oh God, I can see the hate in your eyes. You gotta ask yourself though, if you hate me so much, then why is your cock? Oh. So fucking hot. Oh, if you hated me so much, I would expect your cock to be like a wad of bubble gum. But instead, it's more like a fucking crowbar. You want this, don't you? You want to get raped by me. But you're wondering what I want with your baby, right? Two things. First, after I blow your kid out of my cunt, I'm gonna want some child support. And that's right, dog. You're gonna be paying for this baby's welfare for the rest of your miserable life. And second, I may not have paid much attention in school, but I learned a thing or two about genetics. And thing is, a smart, nerdy guy like you, your genes ought to make a smart baby. Maybe he'll grow up to be a doctor or a lawyer or whatever the fuck you are. Either way, he's sure to be a supportive child. And then it's easy straight for me. Oh, yeah. So, yeah. It's about cash. Well, cash and making your life even worse. Which, gotta say, is about the only thing that's ever gone me off. Because your sad little micro penis sure isn't doing the trick. Oh, you're close, baby. Oh, you're gonna blow that load for me. Not a surprise. Didn't expect a little girl like you to last long. Why don't you just let go? Just give me the nod and call it a night. Oh, come on, dork. Blow that shit. Fucking fertilize me. Oh, give me that baby butter. Do it. Be a good little fuck toy and do it. Blast it in me. Oh. You call that a cream pie? You barely so much as trickled in me. What's the matter? Don't you not work? Maybe you should cut that shit off and just ask a doctor to give you a cunt. Might suit you better. Should be enough, though. What with me ovulating and all? In a few months, I'll be a nice, juicy prego. And you'll be... Oh, what the fuck? Are you seriously crying? Oh, come on, shut the fuck up. Dry your goddamn tears, princess, and get the fuck out of my apartment. I know this, dog. If you go to the police, it will be your word against mine. And don't think for a minute that you'll be more convincing than me. Officer, I would have filed a report sooner, but he said you'd kill me if I told anyone. I was so scared. He is a rapist, a monster. Please, please, please keep me safe from him. Got it? Now fuck off. I've got to figure out how I'm gonna spend all the money I've got coming my way. Don't worry, I'll give some to the kid. Just enough to keep him alive. He stumbled onto the street, clothes torn and mind racing. You'd been raped, humiliated, and utterly defeated. She hadn't changed a bit. What a fool you were. To think that someone that rotten could turn over a new leaf. You meekly got in the backseat of your car and began to pass out from the drugs, knowing full well that things were about to get a lot harder for you. You tried your best, but your actions were too kind, and your nerve was lacking. And for that, you get a bad ending.